From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. The Miami-Dade State Attorney's Office has formed a new public corruption task force. It's intended to cast a wider net on crimes against taxpayers across the county. This comes nearly a year after the anti-corruption unit run by Miami-Dade Police was gutted in an effort to save money. At one time, it was the largest such unit in the country. So far, 10 investigators have been assigned to the task force, which will be based exclusively at the State Attorney's Office. Although much of their work is secret, one case has already been publicized. Allegations of absentee ballot fraud involving suspended North Miami Mayor Lucy Tundro. She has denied all charges. Investigators and prosecutors see the need for scrutiny is only growing. More than $3 billion has been designated for upcoming public works projects, which are a big target for thieves. And existing home sales and prices are up in U.S. southern states like Florida. That's according to a report out this week from the National Association of Realtors. Home prices in Broward and Palm Beach County increased slightly from last month's ranking. Miami's listing prices stayed the same. The organization says these increases show that the housing market is getting healthier and perhaps even developing into a seller's market. But that means fewer low-priced homes for struggling families or younger people who'd like to own. You can follow us on Twitter at WLRN. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Andy Wagner.